Call the December 8th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Avila?
Excused.
Commissioner Haley?
Unknown, excused.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B on the agenda is approval of the minutes of November 17th. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C1, a public hearing on several items regarding Charlotte's Garden, 56-unit, two-story multifamily senior independent record reflected. Mr. Haley is here. 701. Charlotte Gardens. Mr. Fuchs. No, Mr. Deedle first.
Thank you. Thank you. There are two public hearings on this item tonight. One is for the special use, and one is for the rezone. So this is a proposed senior apartment complex on College Avenue. The map is on the screen right now, shows the site plan for the proposed project, as well as the photograph, the aerial photograph right next to it, that the property is has a single-family home on it, and then the back majority of the property is currently vacant. So the applicant is proposing to table this item. They're still trying to address staff's comments. As you may recall, before an item goes to the Planning Commission, city staff, various departments review and provide comments from a more technical nature to the applicant. The applicant is going through those comments as we speak, deciding how they're going to address them. So they're asking for no action to be taken tonight, the item to be tabled. And they're asking to be back on the agenda at the next Plan Commission, December 22nd, I believe. Staff has no objection with that. There are some concerns that we have in those comments as well. The applicant, I should say the project also includes a comprehensive master plan amendment. So in summary, the comprehensive master plan amendment would be to change the future land use from single-family residential to multifamily residential. Reflect this project. The rezoning would be to change the zoning from single-family residential to multifamily residential. And then the special use would be everything that's zoned R8 multifamily residential, everything in that zoning district is a special use. And they're also asking to exceed the density for multifamily residential, which is 8 units gross density. So that the applicant is still working on those staff comments, looking to get back to the Planning Commission at the next meeting. The public hearing has been scheduled for the special use and the rezoning. Staff would recommend we hold that public hearing, gather comments, and then continue the meeting, public hearings at the next meeting. We'll have to do the same thing at the next Common Council meeting. The public hearing for the Comprehensive Master Plan Amendment is scheduled for the next Common Council meeting. That would have to be tabled as well. So again, staff has no recommendation on this project other than we agree with the tabling at this time.
Okay, but we're not going to table. Commissioner Fowler.
Yeah, Joel, could we get copies of your comments, or is that?
Right now?
Well, no, not right now, but I mean, it's some. I'd like to see those. They're not. I didn't see them in the pack unless I missed a packet.
Oh, we usually don't do them. We summarize them when we do a full staff report. So any comments that are outstanding, any comments that the applicant disagrees with, shows up as conditions or suggestions in the staff report. The ones that we believe are fully addressed, they don't show up in the staff report anymore.
But you have some concerns. I just, yeah, I'm a little uncomfortable having a public hearing when the staff has concerns and we don't. Usually we'd have a full report and we'd understand what those concerns were. I'm uncomfortable having a public hearing. I think if we're going to go forward with that, it'd be nice to have your concerns. Yeah, that we could understand what staff concerns were and we're going to get the public concerns. I think they're both very important, but I'd like to get those as soon as possible.
Sure.
It would be nice to
have
them.
And if the Planning Commission's interested, I could, between Nick and I, we can hit them all if you want to.
I can only speak for myself. I'd just like to know what those were.
The reason this happens, folks, is we try to accommodate the requests of the developers to move in a expeditious manner. And staff meets with them prior to all of this stuff and lets them know what the anticipated schedule would be for their application. And they tell the staff, yeah, let's go ahead with public hearings, anticipating that they will be able to fix anything that the staff have come up with as for issues. Sometimes it's the case where they can't. They don't have the time to do the drawings or the studies or whatever the staff comments are, and we end up with a public hearing prior to them at least attacking what the staff has suggested, and that's where we're at tonight. So what we will do is we will hold the public hearing, take your comments. The staff will listen to the comments as we will. It actually gives a better opportunity for your input to be molded into the plans because they're not that far along yet. So you may have questions or issues that we have or that are going to be addressed, but that's fine. So, Mr. Fuchs, you have a public hearing notice. Again, we got two public hearings. We'll run them concurrently, one for the special use, one for the rezoning.
Notice is hereby given to the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin. Conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 8th, 2016, at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, as matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Robert Williams, TDI Associates, Inc., for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District to R8 Multiple Family Residence District for the property located at 3709 West College Avenue. The property, which is the subject of this application, bears tax key number 713-9996-003. The special use is notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 8th, 2016, at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Robert Williams, TDI Associates, Inc., for a special use to allow for the development of a two-story, 56-unit, multifamily senior independent living apartment complex use upon property zoned R8 Multiple Family Residence District. Property currently zoned R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District. Application pending for rezoning to R8 Multiple Family Residence District. The special use is in part required because of the proposed density of the development exceeds the RA Multiple Family Residence District Development Standards Option 1, which allows a gross density of 6.10 and a net density of 8.00. Proposed development includes 56 units, which equates to a net density of 20.90 and a gross density of 13.56. Special use regulations provide in part at section 15-3.0701A of the Unified Development Ordinance that district standards may be modified by the Common Council pursuant to the recommendations of the Plan Commission. Property located at 3709 West College Avenue.
We have a properly noticed public hearing for both the special use and the rezoning. I will open both hearings. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak? The way this works is you come to the microphone, give us your name and address, and speak whatever you'd like. Is there any member of the public wishing to speak on either the rezoning or the special use?
My name is Emma Gulliver. I live at 3715 West College Avenue, which is the single-family residential right next to, and I'll be surrounded. I'm surrounded currently on two sides. I do have concerns in regards to it being put into multifamily. One is nice having only one year for that. But the main problem that concerns that we have is for the water drainage. Currently, the way that the water runs through our yard flows through our yard and goes onto the property 3709 and cuts across there and goes over to where all the apartments are over on the right side of the property of 3709. By building their elaborate building that they have there, they have assured us that they're going to fix that. But the way that I see how this is developed, it doesn't look like it's going to fix it. And I've already talked to one of the ladies that had came over to the property to take a look at how the water drainage goes. and her and I have the same concerns. And I'm hoping that's one of the things that the planning manager and their people have something that they've got to discuss with the proposed builder. Granted, you know, we know that development is essential to the way of life and property taxes and everything else like that. So if it is turned into a multifamily, which it probably will be, the concerns that we have at our address really need to be addressed thoroughly and not just shoved under the rug and said, have at it, and this is how it's going to be. That's our concern at our place. Another concern that we have at our household is the way that the driveway is and the pond is. If they would swap them to put the pond, retention pond, closer to our side instead of over on the side where the apartments are, that would help with their drainage, which I talked to them, like I said, currently the other day, and then we don't have to worry about the headlights coming into our house from our front window whenever somebody's pulling in to the driveway of the apartments complex. And there's a bus stop that's over next to the apartment complex over on the right side. The bus stop for where all the kids get on is right over where they want to put their pond. And yeah, it's supposed to be a 100-year-old pond, and you never know if it's going to fill up or not. My concern is my children currently cut across that grass and across 3709 to catch the bus over there. And yes, bus stops can be changed, but there are other children in the apartments that have to catch the bus over there. Okay. So those are our concerns from our address.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Oh, there's a few of them. Come on, don't hold back. I'm not talking about you, Kristen.
Don't see anybody else jumping up. Kristen Wilhelm, the third district alder person for this area. I did receive a call on the way here from Mr. Mark Mundell. He had sent an email in to, I think, planning staff or all the aldermen. I can't remember exactly which it was, but it was quite some time ago. He asked that his comments be made part of the public record because he couldn't be here. So I don't know as if the Plan Commission has seen any of those, but I didn't have time to print them off. I was on my way here in my car. So some of the things he mentioned were density, traffic, the typical things that you would want to be looking at as a planning staff. So hopefully those will be addressed. There were mixed, we had two neighborhood meetings, and there were mixed opinions from the residents. The current layout was sort of encouraged by the residents that are up against it on the one side. The positive side about the way it's laid out now is it's basically parking lot to parking lot. If you can see over, do you have a...
Point to the
parking lot right there, and then the parking lot with the apartment complex right there,
right
up against each other, versus initially they came in and they had it the other way around with the parking lot up against the condo area, which is on the west side of the development. So they also had density concerns. It has gone down. I guess I didn't quite hear what all the ratios are. Consideration, what they wanted was the ratio on the west and the ratio on the east to be have this be somewhat in the same ratio. The developer originally wanted to go with three stories. That was not looked upon very favorable for several reasons. The height of the building could have overtopped both the types of buildings on each side. And as we're out there having the meeting, the airplanes fly quite low there. So they would have been pretty close to the rooftop of the building. So that's all I have for now. I'd like to hear what planning staff has on this. As far as the neighbors that were not objecting, they preferred this layout. And I know like one of the things planning staff said was something about tweaking the building, and I'd like to know what their perspective was on that. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak on this matter? Please come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you're feeling.
My name is Lori Nutter. I live at 4275 West Howich Avenue. So,
so you're over here. Keep going.
I just had a couple of questions. First of all, is there any affiliation with this project and Section 8 HUD code that we currently have in place? Would there be any of that?
I don't think so. Joel?
And then just a second question is, what would be the proposed benefit to Franklin for rezoning this as a multifamily housing?
Planning staff want to take that? Go ahead, Joel.
Sure. There's been a lot of discussion going back years and years. Some of it happened during the Comprehensive Master Plan that we worked on back in 2008, 2009. With the Economic Development Director that the city hired recently, the discussions have started up again. One of the priorities of the city is to have more businesses in the city. Some of those businesses, the city wants to be retail. A lot of those retail need more customers. So we need more houses. More housing would be single family, apartments, everything in between.
Are there any single-family proposals that's on the table, or is it just these multifamily rezoning projects?
There are a few single-family development proposals in the works. One subdivision's finishing up. Actually, it's under development, and there's only a couple lots left. Another subdivision was just approved by the Common Council last night with a number of conditions. Those are the only serious single-family development proposals on the table right now. Most of the interest by people, developers, or property owners, some of these are property owners, not just out-of-town developers. Most of those interested in doing something are in apartments, either market rate, normal apartments open for everybody, or senior housing. And some of them are assisted living.
Thank you. Any other citizen wishing to speak? Any other citizen? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing and recognize Commissioner Fowler.
Just to answer your question.
I'm sorry. I did not close this public hearing.
And they're postponed until 12:22.
The motion will be to postpone it to the next meeting. So I did not postpone. Not close the public. I did not. Everybody nod up and down. I didn't close it, right? Commissioner Fowler.
But also to answer your question, I was on the group that put together the Comprehensive Master Plan. And Joel, if I remember correctly, one of the benefits that was considered, though some folks don't think it's a benefit because some people don't like apartments and condos in that dense building, but there is a benefit from the property tax that you get. If you put in the single best use, normally can be single family resident, but for a tight spot like this, I believe the property tax revenue would be higher with this type of development over single family lots. And I think we had that discussion, but it was a long time ago we put the Comprehensive Master Plan together. But there would be a tax benefit. However, some residents do not like condos, apartments, and those kinds of multifamily. But there is that benefit that we do get a higher rate per square foot for the lots based on that kind of property development. But I understand that that is also an issue for some residents.
Anything else from Commissioner? And I got three motions here. A motion to postpone and continue the subject matter of the Comprehensive Master Plan Amendment to the December 22nd Plan Commission meeting.
So moved.
She moved.
I'll second.
There you go. All those in favor of the motion to postpone till the 22nd for the Comprehensive Master Plan, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Next motion regarding the public hearing for the rezoning. Is there a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter and the public hearing to December 22nd Plan Commission?
So move.
Second.
Discussion?
I have one question. I'm sorry.
Commissioner Fowler.
Joel, would we get the information for your concerns prior to that meeting? Okay. Thank you.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Regarding a special use public hearing, is there a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter and the public hearing to the December 22nd Plan Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. See you on the 22nd, maybe, if you want. Thanks. Move on to item C2, rezoning request for Todd Watson, a single-family residential use. Mr. Deedle.
The subject property, I think they'll pull it up on the screen now, approximately just under 2 acres in size. Existing development is a single-family home with a couple accessory structures at the corner of Highway 100, St. Martin's Road. It's that parcel right there, the funny parcel. Not the one exactly on the corner. There's a smaller parcel. That's not part of this proposal. So that the subject parcel, the two-acre parcel, is currently zoned B3, business, but it's used as a single-family home. The owner wants to zone it single-family home. The comprehensive master plan already says it's single-family. Staff has no concerns, is recommending approval.
Mr. Fuchs.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 8th, 2016 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Todd Watson for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from B3 Community Business District to R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District for the property located at 8423 South 100th Street, bearing taxi number 841-0025-001.
Before I open the public hearing, members of staff, this building, as I recall, is a garage kind of building. The applicant intends to do what with that? What does the applicant intend to do with this? It is not a residential building, put it that way.
Fix it up.
Okay. All right. We have a properly noticed meeting. I'll open a public hearing. Any citizen wishing to speak on this matter? Any citizen wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. Members of the commission. Mr. Fowler.
I think this is great. We're starting to get these zoning back into the comprehensive plan that Kevin and I spent a lot of time on. So I'm really happy for this.
Anything else?
I'm happy for this.
I spent a bit of time on it.
You did too.
But sorry, not as
Mayor,
much as you.
You did.
Alderman,
you did it.
Just one concern, and we get several calls. I don't know if the picture depicts it, but is there a lot of clutter outside and around? Old cars, old... That's been all cleaned up?
Yeah, right now it's just a part of the loan process. They want you to rezone it.
Okay.
So right now there's nothing there.
Okay. So that would be a concern, just to keep it clean.
Anything else? Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from B3 Community Business to R3 Suburban Estate Single Family, specifically at 8423 South 100th Street.
Move approval.
I'll second.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item D1, which is a business. Thank you. See you later. A week from Tuesday, it'll be on the Common Council agenda. Move on to item D1, a business item, Bridgestone Capital Land Division, a certified survey map. Mr. Deedle.
No public hearing on this one. It is a three-lot CSM. One lot would be the existing home, single-family home, and then a new lot to the north of that on 35th, and then a new lot to the west of that on Putes. Most of this property, as you can tell by looking at the photograph, is the natural resources, the woodlands, a lot of wetlands in there. Floodplain takes up a big chunk of this parcel as well. Public sewer is located on both Putes and on 35th. Public water, a fire hydrant, is at the southeast corner of 35th and Putes. Staff is recommending approval with a number of conditions. In regards to the public water, staff would recommend changing the wording of the condition. Staff does recommend public water for this project, but understands that the applicant has the ability to request Common Council approval to not have public water. The UDO, the residential zoning districts, require public sewer and water unless the common council determines otherwise. But staff is recommending public sewer and public water for this, so that we would tweak that wording, because the wording is confusing right now. It almost sounds like we're recommending going to the council and getting a determination from them. No, we're recommending public sewer and water, acknowledging that the applicant, if they want, can go to the council and ask otherwise. Other conditions, staff is recommending there's a C1, old remnant C1 zoning, across approximately roughly where, as you can tell, roughly sort of where the stream is located. Staff's recommending a rezoning to get rid of that. It's my understanding the applicant would prefer not to do that. We are recommending that they do it, but I can note that most of that, or all of that C1 would be located within the conservation easement. But we're still recommending that it be removed. Also, staff's recommending revisions to the Natural Resource Protection Plan. It's not clear that they're protecting 50% of the young woods. We want to make that clear. We're also recommending that the 50% that they have to protect, minimum 50%, include the woodlands that are on the east side of the property where the pines are, as well as some portion of the tree line on that far southwest corner that act as a buffer to the residential home that's right next to it. They're proposing to build that single-family house far in that far corner because there are wetlands and floodplain just a little bit to the east, so there's only a little bit of upland there. Also, it appears that they may have double-counted some of their natural resources, so woodlands in particular, on top of the floodplain or wetland, so we want them to correct that, those acreages as well. Then also, staff is recommending that a number of minor technical corrections be done. And
Kristen. Thank you.
The only other thing I could note is that the applicant would prefer not to include that southwestern tree line in the conservation easement, because it's going to make that lot in that corner even harder to develop because it's a tight space. They'd be willing to try to save those trees and put up silt fence and all that kind of stuff, but they don't want to be locked, is my understanding, they don't want to be locked into a conservation easement. But staff is recommending that be done for at least some amount of the tree line. And the last thing I could mention, the applicant, the consultant that went out there to map all this stuff, did indicate that a lot of those trees are ash and are dying. So staff is recommending approval with those conditions. And then the applicant has concerns with three of those conditions.
So the thought is that this would be the western division between the two properties, roughly?
For the CSM, roughly, yes. Yes, the stream would...
That'd be hard to put that up there.
Roughly, that stream would be approximately the border between lots 1 and 2 on the east and then this lot on the west. So that's the proposed CSM right there.
Right. And my concern is, thanks, guys. You always make my life a challenge. Now we're upside down. Now we're backwards. Now we're upside down.
Here we go.
Nope.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, that's correct. This is the Knoll House. Yes. This lot's going to be nearly impossible to build on. So they want to keep these trees out of the
conservation easement,
so that they can use this spot as their area, as opposed to this one?
Correct.
Because this one, they could still get a driveway in there, but...
That would have to go through natural resources.
Commission, questions? Commissioner Haley, you had that look on your face.
Well, he had his hand up. I was going to wait.
Oh, go ahead, Kevin.
But I'm leaning against
him. No, and I'm just going to share that thought. The western lot is incredibly difficult to build, and this is one of those that we end up with headaches down the line. Trees get removed, conservation easements aren't complied with, and we're trying to clean it up 3 years from now. So it's very tough. I guess if it is going to be built, I'd like to see the stiffer restrictions on it and have them find a way to make that work.
Commissioner Fowler, then Commissioner, the City Engineer.
Yeah, I'm going to say my old song that I sing all the time. This is Lot 3. Lot 1 and 2
have issues with the floodplain, but Lot 3 definitely. Again, the floodplains are going to be going up. Elevations will be going up in the current future. Now, I'm looking at the elevations you have here. You've only got 2 feet for that lot, that house site that they're proposing on Lot 3. You're going to be putting a basement in. The basement's going to be well below the base flood elevation. I foresee the city getting calls whoever buys that house that their basement will have water problems, conceivably. And I don't see how a house could be, with a basement, could be put on that lot.
Commitment, city engineer.
Comment regarding the public water. It touches the site. It's Caddy Corner, 35th and Putes.
Caddy Corner.
What is it?
You mean Kitty Corner?
Yeah.
Depends where you're from.
I knew what he said.
You come up on 35th Street and it turns east on Putes. So it's not adjacent to the property, but it is there at the intersection.
Anyone else?
Well, sorry.
Commissioner Fowler.
There were a lot of conditions, Joel. Has the applicant agreed to these conditions? Are they still in negotiations, or how is that?
My understanding, the applicant has concerns with 3 of the conditions, the one about the public water. They don't want public water. The one about putting a conservation easement on the tree line on that southwest corner. And then the third one being the rezoning of the C1. But otherwise, they agree with the rest of the conditions.
Would they agree to a condition like I'm stating on Lot 3? I don't want to leave the city with a headache. We have headaches.
We agree to that, absolutely. We've had an architect look at how to design that to make sure there's no water problems.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's do this right. Whichever one of you wants to speak, come on up, sit at the table, grab the microphone, and give us your name and address.
Without objection.
Hello, Ryan. This is on.
It's on.
It is on?
Yep.
Hello. Ryan Konacek with Bridgestone Capital. Representing Bridgestone Capital. I do not live in Franklin. I live in Milwaukee, so I don't know if you need my address.
Then get out.
Not in Franklin.
Bridgestone's address would work.
10125 South 52nd Street, Franklin, Wisconsin. 5-3-1-3-2.
So
my concern is the conditions that they have. I agree with Commissioner Haley. We've had to clean up messes like this before when we've allowed for conservation easements to be changed or tree lines to be removed. We have other residents that are not fond of having their trees taken. But my larger concern is the floodplain and the fact that putting a house with a basement in that location we'll leave the city with headaches down the road where people are complaining, what's the city going to do about my water problem and my basement water problem, which usually ends up, the developer's long gone, the cities end up cleaning up the mess.
Well, my understanding is that's the reason why we did the study for the natural resources map. That's where we figured out where the floodplain zone is, along with the fact that I believe it's 100 feet that we have to be away from the floodplain zone. So all that taken into consideration, we're going according to the guidelines on what's recommended legally. So where we do place the house, it should be safe in that regard. And the only other thing I could say is we personally, and for Bridgestone Capital, we don't have plans to build a house ourselves. The idea is just to split up the lots, potentially sell them, maybe in the future develop them if no one buys them. If that's the case, when we build the houses, you know, we'll pull all the proper permits. We would put a sump pump in, along with anything else that you would do if you have to sell a house or if you're developing a house. You want to make sure that no customer, if I'm a builder, I don't want the person that I'm building the house for to call me back in 5 years suing me because I didn't do a good job on the basement. So absolutely, yes, I think that we're going to be good for basement.
Politely, we've heard that story before.
Been there, done that.
Really, we want to do a good job. We've heard that
before. And we've ended up sitting here. Alderman Wilhelm, even though it's not a public hearing.
Well, I guess I just want to know what the engineering would get for the soils here. Do they have rock? Are they? Do we know what the soils we're dealing with? Because over where Victory Creek was and Drexel Avenue and Forest Hill Highlands, the soils were so bad that, and when they tried to excavate, the whole thing caved in. So I hope that we're looking at that. And the other thing was the direction of water flow. I believe when our good friend, the naturalist Richard Barloga, was living, I thought he told me at one time the integrity of Franklin Woods, which is your natural area, that the clean water is dependent upon the water that comes from this side of the road. So anything you do over here is going to affect the integrity of that wood. So I would suggest that you put some really good silt fencing and type of measures in place if that is in fact the case.
Thank you. Mr. City Engineer.
I don't specifically remember the types of soils. I do know staff has talked quite a bit about the wetland determination and the soils involved in that, so I can answer the soils question.
Mr. Deedle.
It's not unusual to add conditions about erosion control and those kinds of things, so that's not unusual to do that in this instance either. I'm not as familiar with housing construction methods. I know that there are things that can be done. You can put drain tiles around the basement to collect the water. I don't know how common that is making those a condition, though. Location of the building is obviously something that we definitely have control over. We can require them to identify a building envelope. We can even require them to show the approximate outline of a building. Well, they're not unusual.
The other thing is we haven't done any soil tests because, again, our first plan is to sell the lot, and normally, correct me if I'm wrong, if you're going to build the property, then you would go and you do your soil tests, you figure out where you could put it, and that's going to be part of due diligence for someone who would go about who does want to put a home there. So that's a completely different process, is it not, when you go build?
Yes, although on such a tight site, I would suspect that the soils are all the same, and you're not going to be able to work around them.
Yeah. So I don't see a problem with whoever builds a house there is going to want to do a soil test because they don't want the house to sink, so I don't see an issue with that.
Mr. Fowler.
Just one last comment. If it's the mayor's pleasure that I'm still on the planning commission when this, if it ever gets developed.
I don't know. What you got for Christmas?
Well, maybe not. Maybe I won't be here. I'll be doing the public hearing. But, again, my concern was, I know, Joel, we've had this issue before where we, you know, the restrictions that we can give means and methods to when they're building the house, but there has to be some warning to these people that are buying these properties that this property should probably have, at the minimum, an exposed basement so that it's only half sunk into the soil. Because I agree with Alderman Wilhelm that depending on what the soil tests show, and I have a feeling they're not going to be the quality soils you need to build a structure here with a basement fully down into the soil. It's just going to be an issue that the city, again, I'll reiterate what the mayor said, that we will be dealing with this down the road, and Glenn will dealing with it because they'll be coming to him to say, fix this for me. We've had this problem over by the elementary school at Ben Franklin, a little bit to the west. There were some houses put into poor soils, into hydric soils, and their sump pumps run 24/7 all year long, and it's just been an issue. So I just don't want to see that repeated.
Commissioner Haley.
Well, a couple of things. First, I'll follow up on the soils. The Natural Resource Protection Plan, Figure 3, shows the soils. 98% of the site is ASA, Ashcombe, silt loam. Those are about the wettest, nastiest soils we've got. There is a small margin of the Morley silt loams along 35th Street, probably not enough to put a house on. Here's my concern. with all of this, especially when you tell me that you're looking to carve up the lots and then sell them and let somebody else develop them. This is going to come back. These may not be buildable lots. You may have the zoning, you may have the frontage, you meet all the other requirements, but there may not physically be a spot where lots can go. And what I think I'm hearing is that will become the future property owner's responsibility. How do you represent to somebody when you're selling them property that it's buildable, usable, residential lot when it may not be? You don't know. They don't know. They aren't going to be out there doing soil tests till they own it. We've inherited a problem.
So are you saying for both lots? You're saying for the lot on the north side and the west? Or are you talking just the west right now?
I guess what I'm saying relative to the soils, the entire site is an Ashcombe silt loam, with the very exception of this. Half of the house that's existing is in poor soils. You got a little tiny piece here.
Yeah,
there's not enough decent soil to build a house on. Somebody will find this out when they go to do the soil testing. That's going to be some poor person that's already bought a lot thinking they can build a house. It will have become the city's hardship to resolve. This is our concern.
I understand the concern. So I guess the question is, what do you want us to do? Or what are the contingencies in order for us to do it? Our goal is just to split the lots, plain and simple. Whoever buys them, from our perspective, whether it's a home builder who's going to build it and they have the background, or whether it's an individual homeowner, honestly, we haven't thought that far ahead. So, from our perspective, it's, what do you think in that regard? What do you want us to do?
Mr. Suit, get a crack at this one? Been down this road before.
I've been hearing that, Mr. Mayor, but I don't recall being down this road with conversation regarding unbuildability on a certified survey map. And I'm looking at the zoning administrator. I don't remember any conditions along those lines on plats or CSMs. And so my immediate reaction right now is, it's always serious business, serious to the property owner, developer, and serious to the city. I would put this over and have staff look at it and have engineering give us the detail on what is the issue with this soil that I'm hearing from Commissioner Haley, and review statutes and the Unified Development Ordinance with regard to potential conditions accordingly. And maybe it all comes together with some form of notice on the map, or perhaps an overlay easement with some minor notice on it or whatever. Or maybe it's a non-issue after engineering looks at it.
Mm-hmm. Other one, Willem.
On the subdivision we just passed on Tuesday night, we did note on the flat that the soils, we couldn't guarantee the soil was going to those soils they were wet. I had concerns. It really was never discussed. So I think the last of the lands that are left in Franklin are pretty much the wet lands, so we need to start really paying attention to this. I hate to try to have a product that they can't sell, and they put all this engineering work into it. So it would be really good to do that, but I'm just pointing out that even if they do all that and you do decide to either move forward or deny, having that on the plat was done on the last one.
Is there a motion to table to December 22nd to allow staff and the applicant time to work out the soils issue and appropriate documentation on a legal document of that?
If I could just make one comment there.
Can I ask a question?
Oh. Commissioner Fowler.
The issue that I'm not saying that it's unbuildable, and I agree with Commissioner Haley that the soils are bad, but I think there are going to be things that might have to happen. You'll have to maybe excavate some of the poor soils and then bring in other soils. that might help you. But again, in Wisconsin, people want basements. Well, in some situations where the soils are of this type, basements might not be the most practical matter to have a house. Not saying you can't build it, but then again, if you don't build a basement, what does that do to the saleability of the house in Wisconsin? Because people expect basements. So, Mike, I'm not saying you don't have a place you can build, but there might be some caveats, and I'd like planning staff to take those into consideration. Can you bring in fill to do this? And then what would be the permitting issues with that, bringing in fill to put in a basement? Or would it be best not to bring in some fill and then just put in no basement? And I defer to Commissioner Haley on the soil types because that's something he is much more has technical expertise in that than I do. But that's how I see it. I mean, I don't want to preclude you from developing these sites, but I just think you have to be careful with the – we can't just do the same old development we do in Wisconsin. I think it would be difficult.
Commissioner Haley.
I guess two things. When you bring this back, I'd still like to see you comply with staff's recommendations. So that's something else I think that needs to be resolved. Again, the bigger problem here is without the constraints, we have no control in the future. We end up with somebody who builds a property, they cut out too many trees. It's a complex issue. So I think staff's recommendations are realistic. I guess if you're going to bring this back, you might want to arm wrestle that one through before it comes before us. The other thing I would suggest is that you get in contact with your consultant, Grape, that did this. I'm looking at multiple pictures in here with the soil probe in the ground. They've sampled this. They know what's going on. You need to ask them the questions, and it might make it simpler for you. There may be more data that they didn't share with you that they can that might expedite this.
For everybody's record on appendix, what the heck is this? I knew I read it, and then I found it. It's actually appendix C, right after the header page, July 2016, page 2 is the one that Commissioner Haley read off about the soils. 3.1.3 says what it says. Beyond my area of expertise. Commissioner, the city engineer.
Just so everyone understands, I mean, I can do some research on soils, but I guess I'm a big proponent that everything's possible, but most options cost a lot more than others. So I'm sure, given all the money in the world, you could build something there, but whether it's something you can afford, I'm not sure what the point of doing the research is. I can do the research. The
question is how many phone calls do you want? Alderman Dandridge.
A general question. You know, you asked us for some guidance. Do you have a realtor? Do you have your broker's license or real estate license?
No, but we have a member of the family that's a broker.
Okay. So if you're going to sell this property, the person that writes the offer is going to have to give them a vacant. They're going to have to give them a notice for the state of Wisconsin. And they're going to have a right to execute to test the soils if you're not going to test the soils. But if the soils are so questionable at this point, and if Grafe possibly did the boring test, you should ask them where they hit the tarpan. Okay? If they hit a clay tarpan that is suitable to support your footings, okay? If you don't, and if the soils are too soft, you have to go down deeper to find out where that base is going to be. Okay? If you don't hit it, then you're going to have problems. You're going to have to come in with extra stone to create that support. Okay, so, yeah, there's a lot more expense that comes in, along with all the other issues that you may have. Okay, so, work with staff, work with whomever you've got to see if you've got something. Otherwise, yeah, you may not have something that you can possibly build on.
So my understanding is that the thing that we want to review is the soil to see if we can put a basement in it.
I think that would be a starting point.
Right, my understanding is you can also do, hypothetically speaking, if you wanted to, couldn't you do slab on grade and you could just drill down into the earth until you find a good spot and then you put the concrete in there and you do a slab on grade construction? What if I want to live there and I want to do slab on grade? Why do I need a basement?
I believe Mr. Fowler made that.
No, you don't.
You don't need one.
Yeah,
but if you remember what you told us was you wanted to split the lots and sell them.
Right.
So that's one of these. I'm done. That's what worries us.
Can I add something, or can I address it?
Come on up, give us your name and address. Without objection.
No
objection.
I'm Joel Konacek with Bridgestone. Same address.
Are you related?
That's my son. But listening to all this, we spent a year and a half and a ton of money with engineering, making sure we could do this, supposedly. What if we agreed to build these houses in accordance with the Franklin Planning Commission and Inspection Department? That way, Bridgestone will take that responsibility, and we will construct these places to make sure that we don't have a problem. Because it's very likely that Ryan might be one of them. My other son lives in the house already. Mm-hmm. So he actually will own that house in a couple of years. Bridgestone owns it now, but he will own it eventually, the house that's already there. Ryan's looking at maybe building a house at the other location. Not for sure, but if Bridgestone is responsible for the development, we build any houses that go up there, and we commit to meeting these requirements, we're not going to build something we're going to have trouble with. Right? Bridgestone's been around for a long time, so we stand behind everything we do. So would that make it more likely to have you consider allowing us to do this? We've been working with Joel and Nick for a long time on this.
As far as I'm concerned, but Mr. Commissioner Fowler.
No, it's you're going to have the risk, but I would like you to take – I just marked up this sheet, and what I've identified on here are discolorations in the soil. And according to what Kevin Haley said, those potentially were old wetlands that are now drained because of drain tiles perhaps that were on the old field or whatever. But just check with Grave and see if they agree that there's potential that these were old wetland sites, so that the house sites should not be anywhere on those areas of discoloration, because that would be the worst areas for the soils.
Absolutely.
And the worst area for the
Grave,
water. So, but I'm not. This is
but,
not my area of expertise.
I think that's what Grave told us.
All right, but it's not my area of expertise. I just check with Grave, so when you put your house – when you plan to do your building site, and I don't want to get too far afield, and I'm looking at the city attorney because I do this sometimes, I get myself in trouble. But no, you can keep that. You can keep that. Just give it to Grafe and see if they agree with that. Because I know the guys at Grafe. I work in the consulting world now, and I worked with Grafe before, and they have really qualified people that can give you good answers.
Right.
Okay, so let's give the applicant and the staff some clear direction. Commissioner Fowler.
Okay.
Haley.
I just wanted to make the comment that just because it complies with our Unified Development Ordinance and meets all the building code stuff and says you can build it, that's a legal reality. There's the practical reality. You may not be able to fit it in here because of things. Or, as was suggested by the alderman, it may become so cost effective. Some of the solutions you're saying might work. All I can say from a practical perspective is those are all things that typically require a greater impact to the site, more excavation. So you're already dealing with a very tight site with small potential building pads. And when you got to start doing fancy stuff, particularly in the west lot, now you're into trees, you're into things. There's a practical component to this, and that's what I'm encouraging you to look through. When you see these things on two dimension, you don't understand what's going on underneath. These soils are probably sopping wet. So I'm encouraging you as you move forward to be practical. It's not just a matter of complying with rules and regulations. It's, can I really get three buildable lots out of this?
If it wasn't practical, then we wouldn't build.
Well,
so
do your homework.
We're not going to do an economically disadvantageous thing.
All right.
Can I add one last point? I'm sorry, Mayor.
Sure, Commissioner.
The last thing I would have you consider is with the type of soils these are. There are programs, and I know the Milwaukee Sewage District has a program, where they look for lots like this that are wet and floodable. They may actually take the lot off your hands if you can reach it's called the Green Seams Program, and you can get on the MMSD website, and you can find that program and know who to contact. But again, so you're not coming out of it with nothing, because this is a valuable resource. It stores floodwater, and some people would be willing to pay for that.
Someone provide a motion either to table or I have a motion to approve. So someone provide a motion with clear direction for staff.
Move to table.
Second.
And for what purpose?
Staff could reconsider some of the issues that were brought forth by the Planning Commission and the applicant.
Relative to soils?
Relative to soils. I'm sorry. Thank you. Relative to soils, the floodplain, and buildable lots.
It's not the table. It's to continue to 1222.
Your motion is to continue to 1222 to allow the staff and applicants to do that.
Correct.
And I will second that.
All right. Staff questions?
Thank you for your assistance.
Staff, any questions on that?
I will look into the issue of if you build the homes too. I'll talk to the city attorney about that if there's something that could be worked into this as well. The reason I mention that is just that, again, we have to act within the rules and regulations we have. We have to make sure that if we like that idea of yours, that we have the authority to require that too. So I'll talk to the city attorney about that.
Let me just comment. We'd like to see this area developed. We just don't want people to get in trouble, including his department. So,
neither do we, though.
Exactly. That's why I want to work it out.
Franklin business people for 20 years. So.
That's why I want to get it worked out. So let's get it worked out. And on the motion, Alderman Danner.
Just on the motion. Can we just change that conjunction before staff recommend, just on the last page, for signage or boulder? Can we just put and? Because we had that issue when, in the previous one. Let's make sure that if the boulders get covered over or overgrown with, grasses, that there's a sign that states that these are conservatories.
Working with Nick on that one, the thought the concern was to understand the backstory. What would happen is people would divide up lots, and then they would build on them, then they would knock down trees, right? And they didn't know that they were encroaching on an easement. That's the issue. The idea that Nick and I came up with is, why not, if we are going to sell lots or when we are building them, what if we just put up a big sign in front of the lot? There's a for sale sign of the entire easement. So that way, if people are looking at building on it, they can see exactly where it is so they're not approaching before they go through.
Well, there's going to be there's probably going to be something on your title that's going to tell them that. Okay, you're going to need visible signage that's going to lay out that that conservancy.
Permanent signage, because when they buy the lot, they'll see your sign. When they buy the lot, they'll see it on the title search and all those documents. But as the years go by and they're cutting the grass, they're planting gardens, they forget about all that. So we're saying something needs to be physically on the ground so they can be reminded of that conservation easement every day.
Okay, this is all an important issue, and it is, but it's not germane to the motion because you can figure this out when you get it back. So the motion is to continue to the 22nd. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. All those motion to adjourn.
So move.
Aye.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.